Remember when you were a kid and they told you you shouldn't drink? Well, you really shouldn't drink. It's not going to solve all your problems. You're just going to forget about them for a little while. All right, line them up. Sounds good to me. It's better than thinking about this all the time. I drink so much more now, so much more. And not like that fun happy hour drinking either. Ever since I had kids, it's more like standing alone at the kitchen sink kind of drinking. Daddy's a lot more fun when he gets some of his magic juice inside of him. Every picture my daughter draws of me now has me with a martini glass. It's just a triangle, a stick, and my three fingers. Yeah, three fingers. She's not that bright, but she's a good kid. She makes a mean drink, too. You'd like her. No, it's good. Alcohol's good. It's right? This is a communal way to be happy. You're all in it together. You're thinking the same way. It's a good thing. That's why I don't like antidepressants. Sneaky way to be happy. Right? Just brushing your teeth alone in the morning, popping a pill. Yay! I love Mondays. No, you don't. You're a liar. You're cheating the system. And 1% of those people really need it. The rest, I'm just not happy all the time. I want to be happy all the time, and I'm not. Well, you're a human being. That's the way it goes. We don't get to be happy all the time. If we did, we'd sit alone in our rooms. Whee! No, lower the bar. Lower the bar. You're a grown-up. You get one day a year. Happy birthday. That's it. Don't take pills. Drink. Join the team. Really, you order a martini at the end of the day, you're telling everyone in that room, you know what, I woke up this morning, looked myself in the mirror and said, today is gonna be the day. And once again, it didn't work out. So I'm gonna drink three of these, say something inappropriate to that waitress over there, pass out and try again tomorrow. Not gonna fit in, don't worry about it. Be uncomfortable, so deal with it, right? If you're lucky, you'll find one person out of all the billions on the planet, the billions, you'll find one who will live with you for the rest of your life. One. And I got news for you, they don't like you that much either. But it's better than being alone. I say get married. Just find someone, hook up, and do it. Just do it. If you're dating right now, it's too much pressure. You're working your ass off. For what? For what? Right? If you're on a date right now and you come out, is everything okay? Are you happy with the seats? Are you okay? Do we park too far? Is everything... If you're married, they can't say anything. If they complain, just turn to them. You wanted to go out? We're out. Too much work, right? You see dating couples in a restaurant, they're just yapping away as soon as they sit down. The waiter comes over. I'm sorry, we didn't even open it up. We've been talking so much. Do you remember your father coming home from work? It was like the bad guy coming back to the town in the Wild West. My mother would gather us in the kitchen. Your father's coming. Don't look him in the eye. He's gonna take your head right off. He loves you, he just doesn't want to see or hear from you. I get home, it's like the camp counselor just got there. Here's the kids, I'm going for a massage. See you later, jackass. Okay. My father would lay out in the middle of the playroom, just sleep. In the middle of the playroom, just on the floor, just lay there. My mother would go, it's your father. Shh, get out of the house. Get out, it's your father. He works hard. Get out! It's raining! Get out! I try and sleep in my house. People are poking me in the face. Literally, opening my eyes. Are you awake? Are you awake? We need you to hook up the Wii. Hook up the Wii. Hook up the Wii. Hook up the Wii. Hook it. Hook it up. Hook it up! I hide in the bathroom. That's my only place to hide. I pay for the whole place. I sit in the bathroom like an idiot. And they start pounding on the door. And like a normal person, if someone doesn't answer, oh, they're busy, I'll come back later. No, they get on the ground, two eyes looking up at me. The other one starts wiggling fingers underneath. Then the cat gets involved, the paw comes under. It's like an attack of the needy idiots. And it's our generation is completely infantile guys. I don't understand why we're not grown-ups. You should see these dads at the park. They dress like the kids. They're in Converse, and they're dressed exactly like their little six-year-olds, and they're high-fiving and trying to be cool and accepted by the eight-year-olds. Woo! Are you kidding? I've waited my whole life to be a man. I want to sit in the park on a bench and smoke a cigar and drink a martini and have my kids look at me from the swings and think, I'm not going to even ask him to push. There's no way he's getting up. And then the one time I do get up, it'll be special. I'll be like, wow, he loves us. And they'll tell their kids, and it'll be a thing. It'll be, remember the time when he got up and he pushed us on the hat? And how irresponsible is it of the parents to tell kids that they shouldn't get their own friends their age? We're not friends. I have sex with your mother. We're not hanging out. We are enemies on a cosmic level. You're trying to destroy me. I'm trying to destroy you. That's the way it goes. And it is. They are trying to destroy us. They're slowly trying to destroy us. I see pictures of us when we first got married. I can't believe it. It was only 10 years ago. 10 years ago. We just looked like so filled with hope, my wife and I. Just bright eyes and hair. I had so much hair. Just look great. We look like we're on our way to Vegas. You know that feeling when you're on your way? You're like, yeah, anything can happen. Yay! Now all the shots of us look like we're on the return flight after we got our ass kicked in Vegas. There's bloodshot eyes and messy hair. It's awful. It completely changes everything. And this is the hardest part, because you hook up. I love women. I've always been with girls. I've had long relationships. I've always respected them. And now this was the ultimate woman. This is the romantic story of my life, the woman I'm going to marry. Romance to the end of time. But then you have kids and pets and in-laws and mortgages and all this other crap. There's no time for romance. We are now business partners in this awful nonprofit organization. We are working our ass off for nothing. For nothing. It's for a good cause. It's awful. It totally changes everything. In the beginning, my wife was the hot chick who I had sex with. I just sit on the couch and watch her go by. Yay. Now she's the wash your hands lady. Now she just runs around the house yelling at all of us 24 hours a day. Did you wash your hands? Did you wash your hands? Did you wash your hands? Did you wash her hands? She's like a human tissue box, pulls wipes out of every orifice on her body. Take a wipe, take a wipe, take a wipe, take a wipe, take a wipe. So now I gotta be turned on by the wash your hands lady. It's tricky. And she doesn't look at me like a sexual being. I'm like this weird weatherman that she lives with, apparently. It's my job to tell her the weather 24 hours a day. As soon as she wakes up in the morning, is it cold out? How cold is it gonna be? Do I need a jacket? Do I need two jackets? What the hell do you know? You're always hotter than me anyway. So you put the wash your hands lady and the weatherman together, it's not a real sexual vibe going on. And look, I love this woman. She's great. She's great. I love her. But she is now the scariest woman I know. And she has to be, because these demons are trying to kill us. She used to become more powerful than they are. We hear her coming down the hallway. All three of us just freak out. Did everybody do? Are you sure? Did you? Are you sure you did everything?
Who left out the bathroom towels?
And no loyalty. We sell each other out immediately. It was the little one. It was the little one. She can't defend herself. Where are you taking me? And I'm kissing her ass. Good job, honey. Towels are important.
I'll be back for you.
Okay. I'll be cleaning something. My parents married 44 years. They fight, call me, and tell on each other. They don't even want to fight to each other anymore. The voicemail messages I get are insane. Tom, it's your mother. Your father cut his own hair again. Call me. The best one my father ever left was, Tom, it's your father. Your mother wants me to jazzercise. What the hell is that? Doesn't sound good. I gotta go. Here she comes. You're just ill-prepared. You're ill-prepared. We don't see these things coming. You hook up because you're just attracted to each other, and then you end up in this life, and you had no idea it was coming, you know? This is my life. I live in a house. I have a wife. I have two little girls and two girl cats and me. Yeah, that's why I drink right there. Just me and a house full of girls. just like I dreamed of when I was a little boy. I used to sit alone at night and think to myself, I can't wait till I get rid of all my friends and just move into a house filled with girls. Just a magical place where even the animals are girls. Just a home filled with emotion and a hatred of everything I enjoy. And you would think from that description that I have a wife and two daughters, and you're wrong. I now have three wives. I have three women who bust my balls 24 hours a day. If they hear my car keys, they pop up like meerkats all around the house. From behind the counter and the sofa, where is he going? I don't know, where is he going? He didn't tell me he was going out, he didn't tell me either. They follow me out of the house, when are you coming back? Who are you going with? The hell happened? I thought I was gonna be like one of those mafia husbands, you know, like you see in the movies, right? The wife comes up, where you going tonight, honey? What did I tell you about asking about my business? That's none of your business, right? And he goes out for like a week and a half, no questions asked. That's how I thought it was gonna go. Now, instead, I got my little cell phone, my little husband GPS tracking device. Gotta give her updates of where I am 24 hours a day. I'm in the supermarket, it's going great. Uh-oh, there's a woman walking this way, what do I do? Oh, this is stupid, I'm just gonna come home. I shouldn't be out by myself. I'm gonna get in trouble out here. Oh, don't see it coming. And guys don't see it coming more than women. Because we have no idea about marriage our whole lives. We don't think about it, right? My daughters are already, it's in their brains, they think about marriage. Girls think about it. Whether you wanna do it or not, it's in your brain. Guys, never. Never. Would you ever hang out when you were little with all your little guy friends? Let's play Marry. Let's pretend I just came home from the store and brought all the wrong stuff and you yell at me. No, we don't care. We don't care. Even when we're getting married, we don't care. That's why there's Bride Magazine. There's no Groom Magazine. What article could be in Groom Magazine? Why you shouldn't stare at the bridesmaid's ass? What? Even when it's the most important day of our lives, we don't even wear our own clothes. We rent other man's clothes. Here's a pair of pants that someone else threw up on. Is that gonna bother you? Nah, it's cool. I'll see you on Monday. At a total disadvantage. But women, you make the mistake of thinking that men are gonna make you happy. And that, I have to tell you, is a dumb thing to do. Don't pin your happiness on men, please. Our levels of happiness don't match up. He can't do it, it's impossible. And you think each step you go is gonna bring you closer. Well, maybe if he just goes out with me and nobody else, then I'll be happy. No. Well, maybe if we get engaged and I have a big ring and I can tell everybody we're gonna get married, then I'll be happy. No. Well, maybe if I get married and dress up like a snow princess and have a big mountain of shrimp and a chocolate waterfall, then I'm gonna have. No. You put a man in a concrete room with no one to talk to, no furniture, nothing. He is happy. And then she walks in. What are you doing in here by yourself? You look all sad. No, I'm happy. But you got no one to talk to. Doesn't that make you sad? Well, now I'm talking to you, and now I'm miserable. No, the whole thing is up to the women. And thank God, if it wasn't up to you, we'd just all be rolling around in the mud and throwing up on each other and peeing on things. It wouldn't work. The whole thing is up to you. It is. The first time I saw my wife, I wasn't thinking, oh, she has good birthing hips, let me mount that. No, I was just thinking, new sex, yay! It's a powerful moment, isn't it? You see her, she sees you, there's that attraction. You convince her that you're not a rapist, that's a special night, right? She brings you back to her room for the first time, a girl's room. Is there anything more heavenly on earth? It's like a genie bottle in there, right? Pillows everywhere, you rub in the right spot, all your wishes come true. And you all work the rooms totally different, little touches, little tapestries on the dresser, little beads on the bedpost, weird bottles up on the shelves filled with nothing. It's like a magic castle. But then you get married, and then you realize it's your room, too. That's not cool. There's no mystery left. Then you realize she has all those empty bottles up there because she's lazy. She just buys stuff and doesn't throw it out. Then you don't have new sex anymore. You have old sex. Still good, but not that often. You got a lot of free time now. You got to fill in a lot of yapping. A lot of yap, 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 yapping. Then you reach that point where you're like, I love you, I really do. But if you tell me that story about you in high school one more time, I'm gonna bury you in the yard. And this is where the whole system kicks in. This is why you end up with kids. You need new material. You need someone else to talk to, and then you create the worst roommates on the planet. Horrible people to live with, horrible. If you don't have kids, imagine having a roommate that comes into your room, takes something you love, smashes it in front of you, and then walks out of the room. Then comes back, pees on it, and laughs in your face. They're animals. You ever open up a pack of M&Ms around little kids? They come at you like goats in a petting zoo. No hands, just heads. And that's what brings you back together. You're like, I hate them. I hate them too. I love you. I love you too. You ever create so many usernames and passwords so no one will steal your identity that you no longer know your own identity? Like username, Tom Papa, wrong. Monkey 47, welcome. Then sometimes they email you back your password when you forget it. You're like, what the hell was I thinking? Butterfly whispers? Was I on ecstasy when I joined Amazon? Facebook is completely out of hand now, right? It's the whole planet now. It's too much. It's too many people. Everyone in the world. And you know, I would have been so much nicer to everyone in my life if I knew eventually they were all coming back. Hey, good to hear from you, Kenny. Sorry I left you in the woods that night. Glad you found your way out and grew up and stuff. Kids will be kids, huh? Powerful though, isn't it? It's changing the planet. The whole planet's being changed because of Facebook. No one saw any of this, right? A Jewish kid in America creates Facebook and it helps the Egyptian government collapse. No one saw that coming. Yeah. Even the Muslim Brotherhood was like, we'd like to thank the Jews. Feels weird. Imagine if it had been around throughout history, how many lives would have been saved? Look out, Lincoln, LOL. I'm playing Angry Birds. My mother's on it now, she's all old and confused. Yeah, she calls it My Face. Are you on My Face? Your father's on My Face. I don't know if you're confused or perverted. Don't say that ever again. What's the big deal? Everyone's on My Face. Uncle Bob, Aunt Betsy. It's nice to see a good news story once in a while though, isn't it? I'm so tired of people losing it, flipping out. And it's always the same excuse. Oh, he didn't fit in. He had a hard time fitting in. He never really fit in. You know what? There is no fitting in. I don't fit in. You don't fit in. There's no such thing as fitting in. Life is a pair of skinny jeans, and you are a big fat ass. That's it. It's uncomfortable being a human being. No one likes you. No one wants to be friends with you after the age of 10. That's what it is to be a human being. No one likes you. You don't like them. That's how we live, right? You ever walk into a restaurant and everyone's already sat? You feel everyone's hate on you immediately. Oh, geez, why is everyone looking at me? I guess I shouldn't have worn this shirt. Am I walking funny? I better sit down and blend in. This is kind of weird. My little one came up to me last week. I want some Teddy Grahams. Give me some Teddy Grahams. No, you just had Teddy Grahams. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. I gave them to you. Now, why do you gotta go make me upset? Just get me some Teddy Grahams. What are you, a little white pimp? Who's in my kitchen? Just give me some mother-loving Teddy Grahams. What are you jibber-jabber? I would just give me my arms were long, I would get the Teddy Grahams myself. Why are you gonna be, who are you in my house? But I found something out. If you ever end up with kids and you want a little advantage over them, raise them here in New York because the weather is so bad, it creates gloomy children, it's perfect. We were in LA and the sunshine, the kids were so filled with joy and hope and energy and every day. Can we go to the park? Can we throw a ball? Can we go in the pool? Can we? Annoying. Here, they just sit in the apartment and stare out at the rain for hours. And they just watch the water falling, and they get all sad and pensive and contemplate what went wrong in their first 7 years on the planet. And they realize, I can't help, and I'm just reading a book, and I'm happy. It's so much better. It is. It's so much better. Listen, I don't care if kids play. That's cool. I'm fine with that. But now, this culture, parents are supposed to play with the kids nonstop. I don't understand. That never happened. It was kids and grown-ups. Don't you remember that being a thing? Like when we weren't all the same? Don't you remember? Right? My father wasn't some hired party clown when I was a kid. He was the father. He was the dad. That was a different deal. He was the king of his castle. He was. And that's what I thought I'd be. I'm like, all right, I'm going to have kids. I'm going to be the king of the castle. I'm going to make people and rule them. That doesn't exist. That's an old version of dad. There's a new kind of dad now. Now you're part mom, part dad. You're like this useless hermaphrodite just hanging around the house. There's no respect for fathers. Even the cartoons the kids watch. Here comes dad. Bam, 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 bam. What a douchebag. Can't wait till this is over. Not for that. I've been trying to be good and not eating all week and trying to be, can't stand it. I want to be fat. I really, don't you want to be fat? Isn't it too much work trying to work your ass off, trying to be, skinny is a pain in the ass. I just want to eat. You know, I feel like I've got responsible me and fat me all in the same head. You know what I mean? Responsible me is like, I got the sneakers, let's go to the gym. And fat me knocks him out of his hand. Hey, who wants wings? Yay, fat me, you're the best. This was fat me the other night. I literally was scraping food into the garbage and taking bites of it at the same time. You ever do that?
One for you, one for me.
You start feeling guilty like other people, you don't want them to see you. Like a raccoon in your own kitchen. It's fun getting fat. I went to the Cheesecake Factory for the first time in my life. Holy cow. This is a company that knows what America wants, don't they? Yeah, let's put factory right in the title. Let these fat tubalards think they can come sit at the end of a conveyor belt and have cheesecakes rammed right down their throats. Even the waiters think we're gross now. You notice at the end of the meal they ask, are you still working on that? Right, not if you enjoyed yourself. You still working on shoveling that into your fat pie hole? Yeah, I'll give you a doggy bag. We both know you don't have a dog, and if you did, you'd eat it. The whole thing's too much. Nothing worse than when the big, big waitress that comes up at the end of the meal, that's so frightening, because the dessert thing, it almost becomes like porn for them. They just come bouncing up to the table. So? Did you save some room for dessert? You've got to have one of our brownie sundaes. Oh my God, they're so good. I have one in my pocket right now. Moo, moo. You ever notice the smaller the towns in America, the bigger the people? I was in Paducah, Kentucky last year. Holy cow, it was like dinosaurs were roaming the earth. Really, there was one skinny guy in the town, he was running for his life. Really, and it's not their fault. Every restaurant you go to, they ask you the same question over and over again. You want cheese on that? You want cheese on that? IHOP in the morning, pancakes. You want cheese on that? On pancakes? It's really good. And you look around to see who else is eating it, everybody else is eating it. Everybody there looks like they belong in the Country Bear Jamboree.
Get the cheese on that.
A booth for a family of four is bigger than this stage, I swear to God. Like the distance from the bench to the table is so wide so they can fit, you have to hop off, take bites, and then hop back to your seat. And when you want the cheese on it, you don't say yes or no, you gotta answer the way they answer. You say, you know I do. It's code word, means we're all on the same page. You want cheese on that? I ain't no queer, you know I do. They had a bacon cheeseburger soup. Yeah, beat the crap out of a bacon cheeseburger, put some hot water on it, here you go, lard ass. Enjoy something from the diet menu. The weirdest thing they had were these giant stuffed potatoes filled with bacon snouts and cheese balls, all these different options. The weirdest one had marshmallows and caramel sauce in a potato as one of your sides. This wouldn't make sense if you were stoned at the country fair and your friend came running up. Look what I found. They're selling by the Ferris wheel. Run. Get the cheese on it. But they're happy. They're happy people. Drinking at the table, smoking, having heart attacks, passing out, coming to, eating more. They're not worried about a damn thing. I'm all freaked out about my health now. I'm at a point now where I never feel that great ever. You know what I mean? People are like, how you doing? I'm like, I'm doing okay. Then in my head, I'm thinking, except for the weird rash on my elbow. Then I go home on WebMD. Why do I have a weird rash on my elbow? WebMD says, oh, you probably have poison ivy or cancer. Is that the worst website in the history of websites? Why do I have the sniffles? Oh, you have the common cold or nose cancer. They should just rename it youprobablyhavecancer.com. See you tomorrow night when you look up insomnia. What are you gonna do though? Go back to the gym? Can't do that. It's brutal, right? Everyone in the gym knows you haven't been there in 10 years. They're all in their Nike high-tech gear. You walk in jeans and pink leg warmers. Big red, white, and blue headband doing stretches that nobody does anymore. Making noises on the treadmill that nobody else is making. You literally sound like a whale, like a sad whale. And you hear from the other side of the gym, some other lard ass. Now you're communicating. Wah! 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 My wife hates that joke. She thinks it's mean to the whales. Yeah, she's a vegetarian, hardcore. Oh, no fun. Such a bummer. I have to sneak turkey sandwiches in the garage like I'm smoking weed. Are you out there? I'm coming! I walk in, you look different. What are you on? I don't know, protein? The kids are vegetarians too, by the way. Yeah, Tommy all alone again. Yay! My wife's like, they just wanted to be vegetarians. Isn't that weird? They just chose to be vegetarian. Yeah, no, they didn't. They're little. You brainwashed them. I saw what you did. She'd read books to them. Every book has like a little pig with a hat on it and a bow tie. And then they lived happily ever after until daddy got hungry and ate them all up. I'm going to get them back. If I get the balls, I'm just going to cook bacon every day for a week. I don't care if you're a vegan. You wake up to the smell of bacon every morning. You'll be like, I don't care who is in that bow tie. I'm going to bite him in his face. But who knows? Maybe she's right. I have no way of knowing. You know, maybe they're right. Think about it. What if God didn't intend for us to eat the animals? He must have been pretty freaked out when we started. Right? One of the saints comes up, gives a report on earth. Hey, God, I just checked on the humans down there. We have a problem. Well, they're eating everything. No, not the plants, like every animal you ever created. Remember how you thought they'd be friends with the cow? They're not getting along at all. What's weird to me is that we ate all these animals and then just stopped at dog and cat. You know what I mean? Run around the whole planet. No, no. No. I'm gonna teach this one some tricks. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. It's only a matter of time before this country starts cooking its pets, don't you think? How many new meals can Taco Bell possibly come up with? Really, they are one bad idea away from a kitty changa, don't you think? They're probably already cooking our pets. You haven't seen that chihuahua around in a while, have you? I go to vegan restaurants with it. You ever try that? You ever go to a vegan restaurant? Oh, it's a bummer of a night. You want to celebrate life, you go to a steakhouse. People are filled with joy. Beer and wine, people slashing each other with knives. Blood dripping off your chin. Everybody's laughing, pounding on the tables. Ha, 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 ha. You go to a vegan restaurant, nobody's laughing. They're so weak, they don't even have the breath. He's got two cats, loves them to death, loves them. One's healthy, one's diabetic. Yeah, diabetic cat. That wasn't even a term 10 years ago. That was called new cat. And a healthy cat, does that even exist? All a cat does is eat and then almost throw up all day long. Just walks around the house 24 hours a day. Ha! Would you ever hang out with a human being that did this?
Ever? That was a really good meal. I'm good. You wanna go see that movie? I was thinking we should.
That's the healthy one. The other one, $3,000, find out it was a diabetic cat. $3,000. And when they bring it back, it's not a healthy cat, it's still a diabetic cat. We have to give it shots of insulin in its neck 2 times a day. Put pills on the end of a stick, shove it down its throat, fire them in there. It's biting and peeing on us. I wouldn't do this to keep my wife alive. I wouldn't. I'd be like, baby, we had a good run. We really did. I don't want to remember you this way. Get in the carrier. We're going for a ride.